I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. In 1938, Orson Welles led his Mercury Theater on the air in a broadcast based on H.G. Wells' story of an alien invasion, War of the Worlds. Despite the show's placement at Halloween and the cautionary announcements at the beginning, middle, and end, some frightened listeners called the station and others called the police. Newspapers and magazines, already threatened by radio's growing share of advertising, had a field day with the story. They called it the panic broadcast. Later, a reluctant and still defensive Welles did issue an apology. Joe Landry's adaptation at ISU's Crossroads Repertory Theater recreates the broadcast 10 years later in the 1940s. I love radio drama, and it was a real treat to see the stage of the Dreiser Theater packed with the equipment to make all those wonderful imagination-producing sounds. There were drums, whistles, rattles, firearms, all manner of ratchets, and even a small brass horn. Dave Harris was the personable MC Freddie Fillmore. He also appeared as a boyishly egotistical Orson Welles. Brett Olson played the original story's author and Welles' partner John Houseman. The rest of the cast, playing a variety of parts and handling all those sound effects, were Rhianna Bibbs, Julie Dixon, Peyton Emmert, Josh Luna, and Brandon Wentz. As we entered the Dreiser Theater, the cast was on stage casually gossiping, checking out props, getting things ready. Dave Harris, as the MC, welcomed us as a studio audience and warned us to be quiet at the on-air sign and to applaud loudly when the applause sign was lit. There was a bit of comedy with that balky applause sign. Comedy was interspersed throughout the drama with mock ads from all-American brands. In one commercial, a couple celebrated a wedding anniversary with a hot air balloon ride, punctuated by her opportunity to try out a revolver on a bald eagle and his chance at a buffalo herd with a machine gun. In a later one, a family in their All-American Brands bomb shelter enjoyed other items from the company's 600-page catalog. It's a strong acting and singing cast, and sometimes the ads were enhanced with vocals. The actual recreation of the original 1938 broadcast was dramatically packed with lots of those sound effects. It was fun to see the cast energetically creating them, and from time to time, I simply closed my eyes for the radio effect. The story of the country conquered by Martians with huge walking tanks and poison gas was spun out with passion. My attention did wander a bit during the extended second part, where there's mostly narration and only a few of those neat sounds. As the actual radio play came to an end, Joe Landry dramatized Orson Welles and John Houseman's response to the volley of calls that came into the station and to the police. Dave Harris was especially good as the self-centered Welles, as was Brett Olson as the more pacific Houseman. Mixed with effect were videos of later dramatic moments that the media has brought us over the years, even right up to the present. Chris Burchild directed the War of the Worlds, the panic broadcast, and was the sound and projection designer. Actor Brandon Wentz is credited with the Foley sound designs. Claire Hummel designed the costumes with nice attention to period details like wide lapels, pants cuffs, shoulder pads, and, of course, seams on stockings. The Crossroads Repertory Theater's production of War of the Worlds plays in rotating rep through July 27th. You may find this review and other arts pieces at wfiu.org/arts and at the theater for you. I'm George Walker.